plus the Mana Results, which is a great program. He did a lot of that in Chicago and had, you know, packed rooms both times, so I believe that's why they're promoting it one more time as heavily as they are. He's in both morning sessions. Joe Woolsey's doing his Immunostart thing, and that's just to learn about Immunostart. So if you have a special interest in that product, then go hear Joe Woolsey. There's Mary Jo. I'm the third one on the list, and that's the systems training for your Manatech business. No question, a great training for everybody. The people that have been in Manatech at least some portion of time, whether it's 3 months or whatever, that's what it's about. It's about how to build the rocks, the foundation of your business to allow your business to flow, all based on a system, setting up systems, start and finish and whatever. But again, remember, mine is also on CDs available for people if they want to purchase it, which is a great benefit because you can't apply. If you came to my training, you couldn't possibly apply all 10 systems from day one. I'm going to star 5 because I can't get the person to star 6 for us. Okay, there we go. So everybody's muted now. All right, so that's mine, and I recommend it for anyone who's been in Manatech 3 months or more. For a brand new person to come there, they wouldn't get it as much out of it because they haven't failed at having a system, not having a system in their business. So you want to have people that have some exposure to the Manatech processes and what they've been doing. It's gonna have a greater application for them. Dr. Doug Willen, First 30 Days on Road to Health. I think it's a great one for new people. So if you have a brand new person, it really helps you how to manage a brand new associate so that you make sure you have a higher level of retention. So that's in the end, you want optimal results with the products too. So that's Doug's got a good one. Craig Hill, one of my favorites of all time, Defeating the Three Giants. I love Craig's training. He talks about shame, blame, guilt, the things that hold us back, that keep us stuck in the world. And three major life issues that distract people. Again, Craig is a very strong Christian. He's in the mission field and pastor and works with a lot of missionaries across the world. And just a great, and he's got great materials. Craig also, all his stuff is available by DVD or CDs. Dwight and Susan Havener is doing 10 Steps to Momentum. I've got their documentation, and I have no problem sending that out to everybody if you'd like a copy of what they use in that training. I can do that today. In fact, I'll make a note to get that out to you so you can look at it and see if that's for you. I would consider that something more for a newbie, somebody getting started, how to really create momentum in their business, the 90-day business plan, keeping people on track. So I'll show you a copy of that, and they're going to go over that in their training. Don and Wendy Kramer do a good training on leadership skills. She talks about the story of Moses, and she draws the correlation with that, and I've heard them do that. It's a good training. Would I do new people? I guess it could be applicable to anyone across the board, guided in the leadership area, leadership skills. Jane Ram, but if you're looking at prospecting skills and those kind of things, that's not what her training's about, okay? So it's more from a leadership skill perspective. Jane Ramberg's doing how to use glycoscience.org, and everybody needs to know that, but I do believe that there's a lot of good information just on the glycoscience webpage on how to use it. But, you know, if you're not very good at reading, you're more a visualization person and you need to hear to be trained, then that might be a good session for you. They're doing compensation. They're doing all the cornerstone trainings at Manifest. I don't know why I would use Manifest to hear a cornerstone training when they're all on the internet under resources. That's my only question to you with all the invaluable other live presidential trainings. Why not take advantage of the resource section on your Manatech webpage to get the cornerstone trainings? Phil and Kathleen Peters are doing goal setting. You have that. They're doing one in the morning, and I believe there's another one that's coming about in the afternoon done by Amanda Luttrell and Val Card. So you have, but theirs is a little different. So this one is just purely goal setting. Great for newbies. I mean, if you got brand new people, everybody needs to get in the realm of goal setting. I mean, it's crucial. One more time, of course, I read Living with Passion this weekend by Peter Hirsch, and what's one of the 10 secrets he tells us? You have to have written goals. I mean, it's in every book that's out there, people. And so if you're still fighting that, then maybe go and talk with Phil and Kathleen and say, what's going on with you? I'll be teaching a little bit what might be going on in your head around goals that's keeping you and holding you back. But written goals are crucial, and it's just gonna help you move forward in life and move forward in whatever direction you choose. Of course, it's important to have purpose and alignment, because you can't make goals if you don't know where you're going, because you don't know what your end result's going to be. Okay, So goal, Amy Lemmers is doing learn how to start, approach, contact, follow up, and close in 5 easy steps. So here's a perfect prospecting, you know, seminar for you. Again, highlighted for newbies. So they get some good tools right off the bat. So you have some new first-time manifest goers. That might be a great training for them. Bob Anderson's going to work on using some materials from Danny Johnson. Some of you familiar with Danny Johnson, you can look at her website on the internet. Just look up her name, www.dannyjohnson.com. I think that's what it is. But anyway, she's doing a lot of network marketing seminars across the country. I heard her here in Dallas. I just went to her freebie, I think it was a Friday night, 3-hour session or something like that, and listened to her a little bit. And she's very dynamic. She has got, you know, a lot of good stuff in terms of how to make it in network marketing. I like some of her materials. I have some issues with some of it from a Christian perspective, but that's just because we all have different beliefs there. But she's got some really good ideas surrounding, you know, how to move forward out of your fears and how to step into boldness. I mean, she is a very bold person, very out there type person. She's going to just come from her strength, and she wants you to come from her strength. And so I think that's another good training. If you've tapped in and read some things about Danny Johnson, this might be a good idea to get a flavor for her before you go to one of her $300 seminars or whatever, or buy materials that she has. Rega Bauer, how to win the incentive and get to platinum presidential by using your influence. I've never heard much on Ray's talks, but he talks about persuasion. This looks like kind of a session about, you know, just working with people, how to work with people, how to get people in, you know, moving along and whatever. But I don't have much on the content, so I come with not a much recommendation one way or another with Ray's stuff because I'm not familiar with it. Dick McDaniel is doing rejection-free prospecting, and of course, if you read about that, he's talking about a new skill to avoid rejection, cover principles on how to work with people and motivate them to do what you want them to do. I like to motivate people to do what they want to do. That's only my issue with them. I just think it's an important thing that we get people motivated to do what's in their heart. When you motivate people to do what you want them to do, typically they will reverse that direction some way down the road. So our motivation is the direction of getting people to do what they want to do. Now, if they don't have your vision and they don't have the concept, then maybe this isn't for them, and that's the important thing we need to know. That's your first session. So those are all those trainings for session one. Session two starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. Again, Jeff Allen's back with his backpack approach with Man of Results. Steve Nugent's going to be doing a product training, and I always suggest that's great for new people to get the product training under their belt. George Ledoux, how to get deep commitment and avoid the loss of automatic orders, trap using a biblical strategy. I have not heard him before, but I like the content that he's drafted in terms of what his talk is about. So it may be that you're going to be talking. He talks about the five systems of the body, which is basically what our old Manatech system used to be. We talked about Mana Cleanse and, you know, all the five different systems, the vitamins, minerals, the Mana Cleanse, the Ambritose, Phytolo, and Plus. Those were the five things we talked about. As five systems of the body. So it might be a good introduction course for people to go to, you know, and maybe middle Manatechers have been around for a year having problems keeping people on automatic order. You may want to hear George. Dr. Doug Willen, same as he had in the morning. He's doing back-to-back sessions, much like Jeff Allen. Lori Moore is going to do a piece on third-party materials, which will be a compliance piece. She's a lawyer, and so you can go to that if you're interested in compliance issues. I think the water's so murky right now about compliance that until we get new policy and procedures and Manatech really takes a stand on certain issues, I'm not sure. I wouldn't try to tackle teaching compliance today. I just wouldn't even, people send me emails from time to time, and I'm like, this is such a gray area because we don't know what they're going to say. And until the new policy and procedure comes out, I think that's a tough thing to tackle. But Lori will probably have some good things to say around the materials that we do have. Forrest Townsley, time management, absolutely. This is the Townsley stuff I sent to you a couple weeks ago. People asked about time management. Do I have some good materials? And I forwarded out to a Monday call list some good time management materials. One was the Townsley stuff. Some of you may have already purchased it from DupliPack, but their materials are available on time management. You can get from DupliPack, and it's excellent to have this kind of training, whether you take it in person or you take it, buy it from DupliPack, either way. I know Rosemary Lacey is also doing a time management seminar, and she's in my organization, and she does a great job with time management, too. Todd and Wendy Kramer, again, the same thing we had in the morning. They're doing it back-to-back sessions. Sydney Teisinger is doing Success Tracker Basics. And Manitalk, I think this is Success Tracker Basics is back to what can you get off your own Manitech website. I really think, you know, again, I would prefer you going to some of the live seminars of presidentials you'll never hear again versus something that you can get right off your own Manitech website. But your choice. If you're going to be more of a visual learner and you need somebody speaking to you in order to learn it, or you have some questions about it, then Cindy's great. I love Cindy. I think she's one of the greatest assets we have at Manitech, and I continue to praise her for what she's done with our website. The Cornerstone trainings, oh, again, here's the rest of them, compensation plan, product, getting started, once again, all on resources. Marion Head and Gail Hoag are doing the Joyful Path to Presidential. And Marion wrote a book. It's called Revolutionary Agreements, 12 Ways to Transform Stress and Struggle into Freedom. And so if that's something that turns you on, that's probably the basic and the premise upon which what they're doing their training. They're on the Joyful Path to Presidential. And I think Revolutionary Agreements, I think part of that book is available on her website. You might want to get a piece of that and look at what the content is if you want to choose to go into that. You get an advanced notice of what that looks like. Butch Johnson's training is about athletes. Let Team Manitech build your business. So if you have any issues around doing business with athletes or coaches or in that arena, that's a great training to go to. Joyce Oliveto is build your business through home wellness parties. So it's just another marketing tool if you want to learn how to be successful using home wellness parties. And, you know, where you have packages, it's kind of like, it's a takeoff kind of like on Mary Kay parties and those kind of things, you know, the classic network marketing home-based home party system. If that attracts you and that's a mechanism you want to build into your business, then surely go and get trained by Joyce. And then the late afternoon session, 2 to 3:30, which is the final session of the day for trainings. We have Dr. Steve Nugent, again, product training. Joe Woolsey's back with his ImmunoStart again. Dr. Marcia Smith has an excellent training, Breaking the Disease Code. I love listening to her because she comes from a very practical approach to medical practice. She's a doctor, so she comes a naturopath, so she comes across with what you need to know, what don't you need to know, why are we so caught up in disease names today, and why we need to break that down and break out away from that scenario into healing. And she just does a great job talking about how to talk about the products, how to use the products in your business. She's a real good trainer. Ken and Dottie Ander, and that's something you can go to. Probably a brand new person. New people, I really want to get out there learning how to prospect and how to share. Marcia's probably would be good for somebody that might be a little bit more seasoned, maybe a couple of months in the business, who's already been out there sharing. Ken and Dottie Anderson, I've been to their training, Biblical Principles for Health, Wealth, and Networking as Teams. And they just have such a great family approach. They have tons of members of their families. They got multiple presidentials. They're platinums. Their kids are on their way to becoming almost platinum themselves. And now they have granddaughters that are about to be presidentials. So it's a family of lots of presidentials and wonderfully strong Christian family. And they just give a real good, soft approach to, you know, biblical principles to supporting your businesses. So if that's your ilk and that's what you want to hear, that's a good seminar to go to. Tim Altvader, I don't have a title for his. I believe Tim's going to probably do something around his site, Golden Keys, his system that he's developed, the Golden Keys system, and so that's probably what you'll hear there because he's a big promoter of that because, of course, that's a gigantic moneymaker and it's a huge, you know, there's a lot of people that are using that system today. How effectively, I don't know because I don't have much feedback from it, but you could, talk and interview some people that are actually using that site and see how effective it's been for them. But that's what probably my suspicion is Tim will train on that, using the website for that. Carol Merlo, 8 Guardians of Optimal Health. I've never seen her do this one before, but it looks like an overall health approach. I like that idea from a concept-wise because I've got a gal in my downline that does the same thing, and I'm doing actually that kind of training at my women's Christian conference, my church this weekend. I'm doing 2 back-to-back trainings on health and abundance, but the health one is not a Manitech presentation per se. It's a presentation about all the quadrants of what it takes to have optimal health because it's not just limited to supplements. And sometimes we get so much, myopic in our supplements, in Manitech supplements, that we leave out the other elements to optimal health. So Carol looks like she's doing a wholeness approach there, so that's a great talk just to see how you can approach Manitech from not just supplement basis, but how I can fit it into a wellness seminar. Where would you give something like that? Well, plenty of places. churches, you know, like women's conferences, things where people ask you to come and talk about health, they're not looking for a presentation on glyconutrients. They're looking for a presentation on health and wellness. So you need to have a broader scope of what that encompasses: water, you know, exercise, diet choices, those kind of things. So anyway, Niall Pratt, sharing the gift of wellness. I love Niall. He's one of my favorite guys in Manitech. I'm sure he's going to give a great training about how to, you know, work effectively with the glyconutrients, how to share, how to get started, how to get started and how to start your new associate correctly. So I'm not sure if he's aiming this at new associates or so people who are signing people up. I'm not sure. It looks like it's kind of a combination of both. And, you know, how to understand. But I would suggest that this is probably a good one for new associates. Niall tends to have kind of a relaxed approach to things, and I think it's very healthy for new associates to get a gist of, how to work with prospects. And he just does a great job with that. He's one of the greatest prospectors out there. As we know, he catapulted so quickly to Silver Presidential, I think, in a couple of years, and it was just pretty fascinating to watch his explosive growth. Anyway, so that's a good one. He's a great trainer. Cindy Teisinger, again, Success Tracker. This one's advanced, so if you already have Success Tracker and you want to see a more advanced utilization, this might be something you go to take Success Tracker to another level with your business. I'm going to be doing Tax Advantage of Home-Based Business and Financial Planning. Some of you are going, Mary Jo, that was 5 hours on Saturday. And I go, yeah, and now they're giving me an hour and a half. Isn't that cute? That course is going to be a real condensed section of just kind of some of the things I brought up on Saturday's training. So if you were attended my Saturday class, either on Manitalk or live, you would not come to this one. This would be because you get a little bit of duplication. Obviously, it's not going to cover anywhere near the intensity or the details that we did on Saturday's training. So it's just kind of a brush over of how to use Schedule C, how to take deductions, what does your home office look like, those kind of things on a basic level. We will not get into very sophisticated structures and planning ideas. So anyway, so that's my, but they, Manitech asked, I didn't offer to, Manitech asked me to specifically do that at Manifest. They came and approached me on it. That's why it's on the schedule. They just feel that there are going to be enough people around the country that need some basic tax advantages of home-based business that are newbies. That's a great class for newbies, so that they understand the huge benefits that they get from being a home-based business. Cornerstone Trainings again. Kevin Young is doing an associate communication tools. I haven't been to his talk. I think Kevin is a Manitech. I think he works for Manitech associate, so he's going to talk about communication tools. He works for Manitech. Lowell and Shirley Thomas do a talk on how to survive until you succeed in network marketing. I actually went to their presentation about 4 years ago on this topic. I mean, back in like 2000, or I think it was 5-6 years ago. Geez, long time. Anyway, I saw and I remember I learned a lot of things, but I didn't learn how to survive until I succeeded in network marketing. It doesn't tell you. I kind of looked at it like, okay, if you're making $24 a month, how do you make ends meet, or how do you survive? It really is more or less how to prospect, how to talk to people, how to answer objections, the hopper they talk about. So I think it's kind of formative stages in network marketing. So I would tell you that how to succeed before you, how to survive until you succeed, really didn't really play out to me what they really train. What they really train is how to get started and get on your feet as you move forward, you know, and that's what's going on there. So so it's good for new people, brand new people getting involved in Manitech. That might be a good training for them. Amanda Luttrell and Val Cards, that's goal setting, designing your crystal clear future. So that one is interesting to me because it's not only is it goal setting, but they added a separate part of it's going to be, Val is going to be giving on how to build presidential business using an easy duplicatable system. So there's a couple parts to that. So you can do goal setting, getting crystal clear, focus, clarity, the critical principles there, and then how to build a duplicatable system. I'm pretty sure Val and Amanda, and I hope I'm not speaking outside the realm of my knowledge, but I'm almost sure that they do, the majority of their business is done by cold leads. They buy leads. You may want to, if that's something that interests you, that's probably going to be part of their duplicatable system. So you may want to contact them or contact your upline to find out if that's true. Because if you go to that training and you get cold leads, you get into the concept of how you buy leads from different organizations and use those. If that's not of your interest, then you might be disappointed. But, you know, might find out in advance on that. And then the other one, Don Partridge is giving a whole day seminar. He always does, 8:30 to 5. And he trains all day, and he is how do you get more yeses and shift your downline to successes? That's his topic. He covers everything from, you know, everything except the kitchen sink. As I say, he tries to cover a massive quantity of things in that one-day training. It's almost like going out and doing an area meeting where you have a whole day of training and you try to cover every base. I think that's very hard to do, but he does do. A lot of people come out of that training with some really good insight because he spends a lot of time on self-development issues, on, how you come across, empowering your downline, you know, being a better listener, things that will support you in being the best you can be, which is a very crucial part of network marketing. So Don does a good job. He does emphasize, and everybody needs to know that, if you don't want to attend his class the whole day, you don't have to. You could go to his class for a section of the course and then pick up on some other of the trainings that you might want to go to. But it is available. Notice how his class starts a half hour earlier and it goes a lot longer. It goes till 5. I think the last class in the afternoon on our session ends at 3:30. So if you're, you know, if you choose to, you could actually go to a big chunk of Don's class and still go to many of the other trainings. So anyway, but available. The other problem with it is at a different location. His training, however, is not at the convention center. It's at the Worthington Hotel. So that will make a difference for you. And then for those of you who are interested in Spanish trainings, there are trainings available Thursday, March 23rd, Hispanic breakouts in Spanish all day long, 8:30 to 3. And they have doctors doing a doctor's forum, the science of glyconutrients, and the afternoon session is building your Hispanic business. So if you do have people that speak Spanish or want to hear it in Spanish, they have a whole day training for people in Spanish. Great. I'm going to take myself off star 5. Okay, do I have everybody back? Hello. There you go. Okay, good. So any questions about the manifest trainings? Great. Okay, so pick and choose which one you want to go to. And again, work with your upline. And if you're going with a group to manifest, just spread out and go and try to see 3, 4, 5 different, 6 different trainings. Golly, I still got kids screaming in the background. Star 6, yeah? But I don't think the person that has screaming kids knows how to star 6 because it sounds like the same kids I dealt with earlier. So I'll go back to star 5. Okay, so I just wanted to see if there are any questions about the manifest trainings. And again, if you go as a group, split up. Just, you know, don't all go to the same training. Split up so you get a lot of coverage, and then you can meet and share outlines and share ideas and concepts, and you can get the benefit of many, many trainings instead of just one or two. Okay, yeah, uh-huh. Uh-huh. You bet. Well, you're going to be with my materials because I've already put them in a 2-CD format. I've taped them, audio taped them. It's about an hour and a half to 2-hour tape, and it's got all the documentation on structuring your business. So you can buy that. You can buy it at DupliPack. It's Mary Jo's systems training. Yeah. Okay, just get it at DupliPack. That'll support you in that. Better to hear it live, but I'm just telling you that I know that I can't get everybody in that call, and I think it's an invaluable tool for you to use, not just in your business, but to help train your downline and help support them too. Okay? Great. Tax information is not available. That is not available. I will have an outline, and I can make that available to you if you'd like the outline. Yeah. Okay. Does the pathway to presidential include the stuff that... No. Uh-uh. It's not part of my pathway class. Mm-mm. Brand new. That systems training I did in totally independent. Yeah. It doesn't come out in the pathway class. Okay? Uh-huh. Yeah, he's got massive numbers of CDs and DVDs that he does on blame and shame and guilt and those issues. Yeah, he does a great job of that. But he's also terrific live, so... I know you got a conflict there. It's hard to pick and choose which one to go to, but he has a lot of materials, lots of materials. Yeah. So you can get his talk on. Okay? I don't know. I know we lost half the group. It was a sad thing. I'm hoping and praying that they do, especially that morning session. I think the tax session will be huge too for lots of people that didn't get any tax, haven't had any tax training. So, but we'll see. We'll do the best we can. Oh, it's huge. It should be huge. It's huge. And that's a great thing to learn. Huge thing. So I will highlight that to Manatech and just remind them of what happened last year. How's that? Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's dig in and just go over. What I want to do now for the rest of the talk today, because we still have 15, 20 minutes left, is kind of kick you off on a book that I read this weekend, which I've read many times before. I mean, I think the last time I read it was probably 4 or 5 years ago. It's called Living with Passion, and it's written by a fellow. His name is Peter Hirsch. And in the book, it's a great little book to get to. It's got 10 simple secrets that guarantee your success. I'm going to *5 again to get that. So I'm going to go over some of these lessons with you. Oh, and by the way, I did want to highlight, I got such phenomenal feedback. Apparently you all enjoyed last Monday's call, that I've decided to try to shift on a monthly basis and have at least one call each month where I bring in guest presidentials. And we'll just pick different topics for them to talk about. So that I think it's better to have a group of presidentials, because for me, I really want you to hear how people do things differently, so that you understand there's not just one way. And so the neat thing is to get 3 or 4 different presidentials' perspectives on how they do certain things. Maybe the next one, I think one of the areas that truly triggered a lot of response was how to use websites in your business. Now, so I thought maybe I'd find 3 or 4 different presidentials who would talk on that specific topic, so you'll see the variety of how people do use websites in their business. And that might open the floodgates for you too. So maybe that'll be our next topic for April. But I thought once a month I would just have a topic and try to solicit 3 or 4 other presidentials. If that makes sense to all of you, that's what we'll head out and do that on. And it's a little more relaxing for me because I don't have to prepare the whole talk. But that's okay. But I love doing it anyway. I just feel so committed to trainings. But anyway, so that's what we're going to do moving forward. But let me talk about Living with Passion. That book is such a terrific book. And I'm going to go through chapter by chapter and just kind of work you through the 10 simple secrets that guarantee your success. And I'm going to highlight to you some of the ahas I have in reading it, because there were some things in there that just struck me very differently than ever before. And I think that's just what happens to us in life as we grow and we build on things. We get new perspectives. And then when something we read before that may not have hit us a certain way hits us differently. And those are the kind of ahas we want to collect in our life, because they really show us some things and bring us to a new understanding. But his first chapter is about challenge. He talks about challenge. And the word challenge, I know some people, they hear that word and right away it's like, they think of conflict, or they think pushing outside their box, or discomfort. They have all these negative connotations around the word challenge. And I'm just going to suggest to you that you take a whole new look at the word challenge. It's one of his 10 simple secrets that guarantee your success. Challenge, the quote that he has at the beginning of the chapter is, life can be a rocky road. The challenge is not to let it grind you into dust, but to polish you into a brilliant gem. And that's a great quote too. John Milton Fogg, great network marketing guy, as you remember. In fact, a lot of people call him the father of network marketing. But anyway, but it's just a great quote. Challenge by itself. His first concept Peter talks about in the chapter is challenge yourself to become all you can be. And you know, we hear that all the time, become all you can be, and join the army. I think that's where the phrase probably had most popularity. And I'm not suggesting everybody join the army by any means in this conversation. But the beautiful thing of it is just what are we doing about our own lives to become the best we can be, all we can be? Are we stepping into life in its fullness that is there for us to have? And most of us, in answering that question, would have to say, no, we're not. So we're sitting there in this posture where, you know, we're not stepping into all we can be. And why is it? And the reason he wants you to step into it and take on challenge and take on life is because challenge, per se, if you take it on head on, is really a source of tremendous joy. And again, this can sound like foreign language to some of you. To me, it sounds like my life. But for a lot of people, it's not. So it's important to understand that a lot of people look at challenges as threatening because they get nauseous, they get anxious, they just get overwhelmed in life by a challenge, because they get nervous. All these physiological things happen to them because it's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be a failure. I don't want to make a mistake. They have all these programs running their life that just lock them down. And put a roadblock in front of them, so they try to avoid challenge as much as possible in their lives. And they just do, because it's too costly for them, it's too painful, it's too emotionally stressful. And it's a terrible shame, because challenge in and of itself is incredibly empowering. And challenge also holds one of the hidden secrets. And the secret behind challenge is that a challenge is not the truth. And he makes that real clear. Because some of us believe that when challenges hit our life, there's something true about the challenge. And what he's saying, challenge isn't a truth. So don't look at it as a truth. Challenge, if you look up the word challenge, it comes from a Latin term that's called calumniare, meaning accuse falsely. So it comes from a basic background around false accusation. So you can think about that in your life when you're walking around and somebody makes a false accusation on you, they are challenging you. And that's where the word challenge comes from. It's a challenge that's cast upon you. It's almost like you have to be defensive and overcome the false accusation. So there's a challenge there. And that's the true root meaning of the word. We've taken it to mean lots of different things in our life. But when we look at it, we look up challenges are not truths, then what is a challenge to us? A challenge becomes of something we can make up. We can make up challenges in our lives to serve our needs, our purposes, and our desires. And that's what Peter highlights on. He says, what are we doing in our lives to challenge ourselves? What are you setting forth to challenge yourself? Now, one of the things he pointed out in the book was, which was a huge, red flag for me, and I think it's something very important for all of us to look at, especially being in the health field, that when we look at illness per se, let's say somebody has lupus, the inevitability of that person's lupus is a very painful challenge to somebody. But the woman who takes it on and says, lupus is a challenge to me, a challenge is, and if you look at it as a false accusation, okay, a challenge that you're going to overcome. You look at it as refusing to accept it as truth. Got it? It's a painful challenge. Refuse to accept it as truth. So you spend your life overcoming it. And that's truly the mental state that we want people to come up with. I want all of you on the call to come up with. If you have an affliction, any kind, whether it's asthma, allergies, lupus, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, yes, it is a painful challenge in your life, but look at it as a false accusation, a challenge. Look at it as it's not truth. It is something that the inevitability of it is not truth. You get it? It might be true that you have fibromyalgia. I'm not saying that's not true. I'm saying the inevitability that you have to carry this affliction the rest of your life is not truth. And if you look at illness that way, then all of a sudden you have this prospect of what? It helps support you in taking Manatech products and taking specific action, taking responsibility for your life and your health, so you step into a modality where you're going to take more, like I said, responsible, take more actions, involve yourself in more activities to support the healing process of the human body. So that was big for me, because it really outlines for me when I look at somebody and they have, some people just wallow in their illness, and there's a person that doesn't look at it as a challenge. And then you have people that look at you and say, this is the disease condition they've labeled me with, and I don't believe it's true. And I go, wow, isn't that terrific? Because truly, disease conditions are only symptoms. They're a name that doctors have cast upon symptoms, and the identity, if we identify with the disease and we say we have the disease and it's a disease we can't get rid of, now we've given up. We've just allowed ourselves to wallow in that condition instead of saying, I'm taking it on as a challenge. And I'm gonna go after it and refuse to accept it as truth, the inevitability of this disease condition. So a great way of looking at challenge, and again, new to me and a new look, and really helped me open my eyes to a lot of the people I work with and why certain people, when you're out there prospecting, sometimes people call me and say, Mary Jo, they just won't start on the products. I don't understand it. They have this condition and this and this. And I said, well, maybe they've accepted as truth their disease. And if they accept it as truth, the inevitability of it, they don't see the possibility of overcoming it. So how do we help them look at it as a challenge in their life, so that it doesn't have to be truth, that it's inevitable, that it's truly just a challenge they need to overcome. And that's a way to shift direction, shifting how you might talk about it with somebody. And your business too. How do I look at challenges? A lot of people say to me, Mary Jo, I've never done an opportunity meeting and I can't do one. And I go, what do you mean you can't do one? All you have to do, for those of you who say that to me, all I say is schedule an op meeting, send out the flyers, and watch what happens. And everybody freaks. They go, oh my God. I said, there's a challenge. You will overcome it. But you have to create the challenge in your life. And the way you create that challenge is by scheduling it, stepping into it from a commitment basis and say, okay, I'm going to do one. Never done it before, but I'm going to do it. Set that up and structure that and make it happen and watch what happens. Your strength will be unbelievable. You'll move forward. You'll do it. You'll make yourself. But again, you did it because you challenged yourself to do it. You convicted yourself. You put it out there in front of you. And I look at my life, and I live my life almost every day as a day in and day out is another challenge, whether it's, speaking at a women's conference, doing Bible studies, committing myself. It's out there about stepping into commitments around my life, doing manifest trainings, setting up this, doing postcard blitzes. I am constantly putting myself in the realm of doing something new and different in my life to challenge myself, because that's the way I grow. That's the way I grow. That's the way I don't get stuck in a comfort zone. I don't find a level of just, this is where I am and this is good enough. I don't want to, it's not what life to me is about. Life is defined on how I can be the best I can be. How can I achieve the most I can achieve? I only have so many days. I don't know if I'm going to even have tomorrow. So the concept of not knowing if I have tomorrow makes my day very productive, because I want to accomplish as much as I can today if I didn't have tomorrow. And I have no guarantee of that. So it's about every day putting forth another challenge. So if there's something you want to grow in your life, if you're looking at your life and you're going, what do I want to grow? Then build challenges in it. And that's really what he gets into in this first chapter. He talks about the greatest challenges you can create for yourself are those that empower you. So work on you. What do I need to do to move me forward? Some of you work on a to-be list. We talked about that. And it might be, procrastination, or it might be my to-be list is I need to be a better listener. Well, then formulate challenges in your life that will create the result that you desire in your life. That's what's going to empower you to move forward. So set up challenges in your life, and you, again, have choices around what that challenge looks like. And don't bother and don't get your stuck in challenges that frustrate you or distract you. Discard those. You want to get rid of those in your life. A lot of us create challenges out of air that have nothing to do with anything. They're nonsense challenges. And then we get wallow and we get stuck in problem instead of solution, and then it's really a nightmare. We create so much negativity and negative energy, and as we think, so we are, so we get stuck in that realm too. So look at your life, and maybe even after you get off the call today, just sit down and write down on a sheet of paper, what are the current challenges you have going on in your life today? What are they? Okay, then what? How can we, if they're not moving you forward or empowering you, how do you discard them? How do you get those challenges out of your life? How do you resolve them and move forward in your life so that you don't have those challenges? And that doesn't mean somebody on this call, I'm sure, is sitting back going, oh, Mary Jo, that's a great thing. My biggest challenge is my spouse. And that can be true in somebody's life. And I'm not asking you to discard your spouse. I'm asking you to look at, if that's a huge challenge in your life, how do you get rid of the challenge? What is it about you that you can shift so it's no longer a challenge to you? Because some of us, we choose the challenge. You get it? You're choosing it to be a challenge for you. I'm not saying you're wrong about maybe somebody's doing you harm or doing you damage, or they're not good listeners or not. But you know what? You can't change the other person. So why do you let this challenge continue to just annihilate you and take your energy and your motion and your viability of life away from you? It's draining you, and you're sitting back and just coming from condemnation or judgment towards a person that's draining you. That's a challenge you need to get rid of in your life. And only you can choose to get rid of the challenge. And it doesn't mean getting rid of the person. It means looking at it differently. How can you shift to make that look different in your life? And that's what you need to do. You need to shift to make it look different. And what does that shift need to be? So that you can regain the power in your life that you're giving up to that other person. You can regain life, and you can thus, as Peter talks about it, you can't live life with passion when you have all these challenges that you've allowed to occur in your life that are draining you. They're not empowering you, they're draining you. They're robbing from you instead of contributing to you. So again, you can choose to entertain a challenge or not to choose to entertain it. You need to evaluate the challenges in your life, and you need to discard the ones that aren't moving you forward or empowering you, and actively seek out new challenges that move you forward. That means, like, if somebody asks you, "Oh, Sarah, will you do an op meeting this Saturday night?" And your first reaction is, you get scared and you don't want to do it. But what I'm saying is say yes. Say yes to those things. If you look at the upside of what it can create for you, it can empower you, it can give you more, what, you're going to build more confidence, you're going to help grow your downline, you're going to, all the great things it's going to do, and yet you say no because of why? Because of fear, because of, you know, insecurities, whatever it might be. So you want to become a challengeaholic. You want to get out there and seek out challenges that empower you and move you forward, things that are going to move you forward. When I take on new challenges, I mean, this is the first time I'm teaching at a women's Bible conference, and that was a big step for me to step into that. Although I love training, it's my first major training, and I just said, okay, Lord, use me. And I just kind of said, okay, this is going to be a challenge, and I loved it. I took it on with, jumped in both feet, just crazy, and I love how he's led me and guided me and directed me and just my topics and given me so much insight on what to talk about. And to me, it's just great because it's pushing me to be a better me. It's opening up doors, and that's what we want to do. Find the challenges that empower us to grow and be better people. That's what we want. And I made a list down here, the way challenges impact you, they build strong beings, much like working out in a gym. He drew this analogy, and I love that one too. By taking on challenges, we build stronger beings, much like when we go work out in a gym on a regular basis, it builds our better bodies. They make us stronger by exercising our creative and mental and emotional muscles. Absolutely. When you're challenged, the first thing you got to do is you got to start saying, oh my gosh, I got to come from solution. I got to get creative. I've got to get imaginative. I've got to come up with ideas. That's great. That's a great place to be. If you're not tapping into that part of your brain, you're letting it die. You're letting atrophy set in. You want to be as creative and imaginative as you can, because mechanisms are possible in everything we do. It's just a matter of our own creativity that limits us. So you want to challenge. You want challenges. They tone your intuition and your imagination. The outline says tome instead of like but it's supposed to be tone, T-O-N-E. Tone your intuition and imagination. So they really fine-tune. What that means is they just fine-tune it, because your imagination can get really carried away, but as you hit more and more challenges, you tend to fine-tune your imagination. You get a more structure around it. They exercise your desire. They put mass on your positive beliefs, and whether they believe your they increase your positive belief system. They get rid of your fears in your life. You're breaking down the fears and the frustrations that usually hold you back by stepping into challenges. And they add definition and articulation to your attitudes. These are just some of the things that taking on challenges do for you to help build a better you. So the concept is, if you stop and look and notice in your life, as we all do from time to time, and acknowledge the fact that we could be doing more, we could be achieving more, we could be experiencing more in our lives. And therein lies the challenge for you. How do I live my life with passion? Take that on as a challenge in and of itself. How do I live my life with more passion so I can be doing more, achieving more, experiencing more success in my life? That in and of itself is the challenge to take on. Okay, so that's chapter one, living life with passion. Living with passion, Peter Hale, challenges. I'll get back, everybody on the line. Are you on? Okay, good. Anyone have any comments about how this applies in your life? Did this trigger something for some of you? Anyone? We have a quiet group today. Challenges. Anyone in the group, anyone that feels that challenges were something that you kind of fear and you shy away from? Did you feel that? Yeah, you get that. Wow. Good. Good recognition. Does this help show you a new way of looking at it and tackling it? Okay. with a real short breath of like a little bit of fear and yeah, I get it and understand. Amen. Awareness first. Exactly. Awareness first, and just look at that and say, wow, this has really played a big role in my life. I have always shied away from challenges, and this is why, because I fear insecurities and stuff. And here's Mary Jo saying, why, you know, challenges we should fall in love with. It's a whole new way of looking at a challenge. And yeah, is it going to push you out of your comfort zone? Oh my goodness, absolutely. But again, that's what's going to help you grow. That's what's going to help you get beyond the fears and the things that are holding you back. So, yeah, great. And great acknowledgement, you bet. Anyone else want to share? Uh-huh, yeah, we just got a little. Amen. Absolutely, yeah. It's just looking at it. Sorry for all this, the stuff in the background. We have a lot of non-Star Sixers. It's looking at it from a different perspective and saying, instead of if challenge, if the word bothers you for some reason, always look at the challenge, because that's exactly what challenges are. They truly are opportunities. And looking at them as an opportunity from God to allow you to be the best you can be and fulfill the purpose He has for you. And that's a great way of looking at it. And then it's no longer overwhelming. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Good, live you. Okay.